Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Safely back in my bunker here out in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. And a little different look. Don't have my headphones on because I've got a studio audience today. Rich is here and Tim's here and Chad's in the other room still sleeping. I don't know why he's in there still sleeping, but he is. And we made it back. We came. What was it Hillary said? We came. He saw. He died. That's what she said about Benghazi, right? Well, we did. We made it to Washington, D.C. We went to the inauguration. The inauguration came off without a hitch, no matter how much they tried to scare us, that you can't come there, everything's going to blow up. And I want to apologize to everybody because as some of these guys are going to attest to you today, I told them there would be a cop every 10 feet, and I was wrong. It was every 2 feet. I've never seen such a police presence in my life. In fact, think about this. For those of us who are lining the parade route, this is a packed parade, okay? For those of us lining the parade, we had to go through an airport scanner. Everybody who made it to the parade route had to empty their pockets and go through a scanner. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And we know this now as we look back over the shoulder, that part of the plan of the left was to try to keep two things. Number one, keep the attendance down at the inaugural. And number two, they're working very hard to make Trump illegitimate president. That appears to be their goal. There was a huge crowd. Where we were, they were all Trump supporters. We got some great videos we're going to show you, maybe some of the, what we called the anarchists who were there for the Trump rally. By the way, bikers, wall of meat? No. I think they were in bars drinking beer and eating meat. We saw the guy who organized the rally, he was really ticked off because they may have been there, but they weren't anywhere to be seen. And those of you who were watching on TV and saw the violence and all that, we don't even know what part of that was, but it was a 2-block area way far away from where everybody was. Saw the day that they arrested, I believe, 263 people and charged them with felonies, which is a possibility of 10 years in jail for the crimes they committed. So it looks to me like law enforcement may be back intact in Washington, D.C. We think that was a good thing. But the most startling thing of it was, again, tip of the hat, we had about 22 guys that showed up. I'm telling you, it just amazes me. Guys come in from South Carolina, they come in from Georgia. Tim comes all the way in from Oregon. Big Rich comes in from Missouri. We got guys. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. OJ and the crew drove in from clear over by far western edge of Kentucky. Drove in. It was amazing. Jared and Sarge, they came down from Maine. I'm so proud of our guys, and we all wore our hats. And this was the star of the show. Right here it is. These walking billboards did more than anything else could have possibly done. And in fact, we would sit down in the restaurant after the inauguration, and people would come up to us, and they'd want to take pictures of our shirts, and they would ask questions about it. We would get in arguments about it. All of the lesbians didn't come in till after the inauguration. A whole new flood of people came in. It was probably 400,000. It was probably a lot of them. And we're going to share some. I'm going to have some of the guys share exactly what they saw, what we see is happening all around us. We know that those women who came don't represent America, but we'd be fools if we didn't take them seriously and understand that that culture is out there. It really, really is. And we stirred them up good. I'm going to explain to us here how this whole thing came about. I've got a couple things I want to share with you in the scriptures if we can, even though Roger's not with us. Roger was with us for a couple days out there in in D.C. I tipped my cap to Mark Harrington and his crew at Created Equal. He had his folks there. And Mark has also been doing this a long time, and he said he never felt more threatened than he did in that lesbian march. They don't call it that, but they wanted two things. Here's the women's movement in a nutshell. You ready? You better hear me. They want sex without consequences. That's why they want abortion. It's about abortion. This entire women's march is about abortion. And it's because these girls see, I was going to use the word pussy, but I figured that everybody would get offended if I used that word. Although that was the theme of the march. That was on every sign that was coming out of the mouths. In fact, they wore little hats that were pussy hats. They have so debauched women. It's just grievous. It's grievous. And it's about, they have now made the word pussy mainstream. They have. And so those of you who are going, don't send me an email. Don't send me an email. Go say it again. Don't send me an email. When I use that word, that was the word of the day. And the other word of the day was, are you ready? I'm proud of it. Back when I was teaching the fools, I taught at London High School. I taught what I call pre-guns and knives. I taught hard kids. And I told those kids, said, here's a problem with you boys. You're proud of what you ought to be ashamed of, and you're ashamed of what you ought to be proud of. That's where we are. They're wearing shirts called Nasty Women. Now, why are they wearing shirts say Nasty Women? Because you remember during the debates, or maybe Twitter or someplace, Donald Trump said something about Hillary. He says, that's a nasty woman. That's a nasty woman. So now that's okay. So now women are nasty. Should I go to the dictionary and look up nasty for you? Go ahead, Jared. Pull that up for the folks there while you're just sitting there steaming. I see the smoke coming out of your ears. They now have young girls, mothers, granddaughters, calling themselves nasty women. They are wearing hats, pussy hats. They're carrying signs. Listen, if this offends you, turn it off, okay? Turn it off. You can hide inside your church and cover your ears and cover your eyes and pretend this isn't going on. You can go ahead and do that if you want to. But I'm trying to give you a picture of what the other side's up to. They're glorifying their pussies. Rich, give me a thumbs up. They're glorifying their pussies. And see, they tell us, they've told us this, stop sexualizing women. Stop sexualizing us. Please look at us as individuals and not a sex object. Yet what are they? Nasty woman and pussies. My pussy fights back, or my pussy grabs back. It's debaucherous. And you're sitting in your church praying, everything will be okay. Well, everything ain't going to be okay. You didn't. Jared looked up nasty. George, you should have seen it. Unless you saw it, you could not believe it. I'm telling everybody who's watching this show right now, unless you saw it, you can't believe it. Got a call-in number, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Now, Roger, I got room for you to jump in if you want to. Nasty. Nasty. They're wearing shirts saying nasty women. And here's what nasty is. According to the dictionary, nasty is highly unpleasant, especially to the senses. Physically nauseating, huh, Rich? Huh? That's what they are. Number two, Jared, stay right there, Jared. I'm sorry. Go back. I was going to read it. There, look at this, folks. Hang on. Stay there. Jared, you're doing great. Number two, it says a person or animal behaving in an unpleasant manner, in a spiteful way. Spiteful way. Now, those of you who are not watching but listening, Jared is now flashing up on our screen, nasty women. It's a picture of five women. Are you ready? Dressed as vaginas. There they are, pink vaginas, five women, holding a sign, I love vaginas. Their head, I mean, you can either see it or you can't. And you say, well, you just grabbed the weirdest stuff. Now this stuff's repeated over and over and over. And what we have seen is the sexual object, I'm trying to think of a word, object, women have become sexual objects, and they're proud of it. and they want to have sex without consequences, and they want to kill the babies. And I'm going to tell you, they hate men. Hey, not all of them. Because what happened, there were some decent girls who wanted to be there in solidarity with the other women, and they don't have any idea what they're supporting. They don't have any idea. I want to show, Jared, I want to jump into two scriptures here. Before I get too deep, I want to get to two scriptures. I want you to hear from Tim. I want you to hear from Rich. I want you to hear from Larry, who was there. Jared, who was there. Jared, I want you to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. You don't have to go there, Jared. I'll just read it to him because there it is. Jared, go to chapter 3. Verse 6. Okay, stay right there, folks. You ready? Start in verse 1, Jared. I'm sorry. Know this also, that the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Time out. That's what it is. The women love themselves. They love themselves more than babies. They love themselves more than families. They love themselves. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Yes, they are. Without natural affection, yep, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. There was a point in that parade that if somebody had said, kill the guys in the cross hats, they'd have done it and been proud doing so. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Why? Verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with diverse lust. Silly women. Thing was full of silly women. And, dare I say it, supporters of silly women. That's what we saw. Now, before I jump into a little bit more, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 10 for me real quick, Jared, because I want to read down through an enlightening scripture here as well. Hey, this isn't for the weak today. If you're effeminate and you don't want to hear any nasty words, you better turn away, because I'm just going to use their words, okay? That's all I'm going to do. Say, Coach, you don't have to get down in the gutter with them. Well, I want you to get down in the gutter, because it says that the prodigal son, who was in the pig pen, right? He was in the pig pen, and he came to himself. In other words, he looked around and said, what is going on, folks? We are in the pig pen, and we haven't come to ourselves yet. We want to deny what is right before us. Who's trying to get a hold of me here? Okay, good, Roger. By the way, if you want to jump in, you can call. We get you on the call line. It's 843-957-8180. 843-957-8180. I'm going to try to read this without preaching, okay? I'm going to run down this real quickly because I want to get some good testimonies in here. I'm in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. This was us. This was us. Matthew chapter 10. Morning, Chad. Chad finally got up.
Morning, sir.
Verse 16. Let's start there, Jared, if you can slide down a little bit. Behold, where am I? Is that 10? I'm sorry, Jared. 16. There you are. Okay, here you go. You ready, George? JR, you ready? Michael? Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. You hear this, Chad? We were sheep in the midst of wolves yesterday. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to their councils. They'll scourge you in your synagogues. You shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, not if. But when they deliver you up, take no thought of how what you shall speak. For it shall be given unto you that same hour what you shall speak. For it's not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks through you. Here we go, 21. And brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Verse 22. And you, Rich, and Tim, and Chad, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Give me a thumbs up. Yes, was that it yesterday? Was that hit yesterday? You'd be hated of all. Listen, they didn't hate us. They hated Christianity. They hated God. They took it out on us. Hang on, where am I? But when they persecute you in Washington, D.C., get out of there and go to another city. For I say to you, you shall not have gone to all the cities in America till the Son of Man shall come. But the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant is above his Lord. And it's not enough for the disciples that he be as his master, and the servant is as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? So if they said Jesus was the devil, which is what the Pharisees say, what more are they going to say about me and you? See, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. That's where we are in America. They're calling good evil and evil good. We were the bad guys. Media makes us out to be the bad guys. Deplorables. Are you ready for this? But fear them not, therefore. Huh? Yeah, don't be afraid of them, boys. Oh, man. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. And what I tell you in the darkness, you speak that in the light. And what you hear in that ear, you preach it out on the streets of Washington, D.C. and the housetops so everybody will hear. And fear not them which kill the body, but are able not to kill the soul, but rather fear them which are able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground till your father, without your father knowing it. Because the very heads on your head are numbered, not counted. He knows number one from number 218. They're numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you're more valuable than the sparrows. Okay, hang on. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, will I confess him before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is heaven. Don't you think, Rich, that I came to bring peace? I didn't. I came to bring the sword. Wow. I've come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and the man's enemies will be those of his own household. And if you love your mommy and daddy more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. And if you love the son or the daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross to follow after me, stay on home, man. You ain't worthy of me. For he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Wow. Well, wow. There's one thing I noticed as I read that. This is our problem, JR. It doesn't say he came to bring variance between the husband and the wife. The husband and the wife are supposed to be one. We saw a lot of women who were different from their husbands. That's good word right there, boys. That's some good word. I'm going to open it up real quick. I'm going to get Rich and Chad and Tim in here as well. Anybody got a question or a comment or anything at this point? Hey, it was worse than you think. I don't care what you think. It was worse. It was worse than you think. Anybody?
Coach, can I say something?
Please do, Mike.
When I saw I saw it on the internet, I saw the big crowd sign, and I was watching you guys' stuff that you put on Facebook and stuff. I commented on some of them. But here's what God told me when I saw it. When I saw all those women and all of that organization, I got real sad in my heart. And here's what God said to me. You're seeing the difference between the will of God and the will of man. Those that were marching were in the will of man, and they were not in the will of God. And this is the real separation that's taking place in our age. And we've got to quit looking to the media, because the media is what spreads the culture.
Yep.
So in other words, as Christians, we've got to have our own media and our own way of expression to counteract what you're seeing. And that is how you influence people around you. And so you've got to emphasize the will of God. What is the will of God? It's to have a man and a woman and children in a family core, just like God originally planned from the beginning in creation. And that's where we're going wrong. We don't go back to the basic of what God's plan really is, and that is his will. What did Jesus come? He came to fulfill the Father's will. And we, followers of Jesus, are to walk in his footsteps and to imitate him. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. Amen, and that's what I saw and heard.
Well said.
Here's what I saw.
Excellent.
Thanks, Michael. Here's what I saw. I saw two 12-year-old girls walking down the street holding a sign, F-U-C-K Trump. We're teaching that to our daughters, see. Michael, I'm with you. I agree with you. But if we don't wake up and understand that the enemy's being trained daily in the ways of the world, it's happening in our schools. It's happening in our schools. And our effectiveness to counter it is minimal. I want to get Rich in here real quick. I'm giving up.
I'm giving one more thing, and then I'll stop.
The Attila the Hun.
That is my cousins, my personal cousins from my family on my mother's side were involved in that. They had those big signs that you guys saw. They flashed them on Facebook. I commented on it. I don't care what the family thinks of me. I just tell them the truth, that they're not women. They're men. Sluts.
They're sluts, Michael. We got to start. Jump in here, Rich. I'm going to step out of seat so we can get all these guys in there. Rich came all the way from Granite City. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, morning, everybody. Miss you. Morning. Hey, you know what? What's really on my heart is you know, we went out there and seen a lot of truth, and a lot of people sit at home and they can hear it, but you can't change what you see, like Dave says, you know. And we look at all these different truths of everywhere we looked, and we don't like it, but it's still true, and we have to accept it. And this isn't prophetic; this is just reality. It's coming to violence. These people. They have lost all self-control. And whether you believe it or not, you're going to see it soon. And the most dangerous place, this is what I thought this morning, the most dangerous place to be is on the fence with these issues, because you're in a direct line of fire of both sides.
Yeah, that's well said.
You're gonna take it. And what's going to end up happening, I believe, I told Dave this morning, I think what's going to happen very soon is people are either going to climb down off the fence and choose a side, or they're going to be forced to choose a side, because the enemy is going to start firing.
And the enemy's right in their own household too, right, Rich?
Right. So you better gear up. I mean, whether you believe it or like it or not, it is the truth. It's coming. These people are vulgar. And I want to tell people out there that know me, my personal circle, if you supported this women's march, even unknowingly so, shame on you. You either repent and turn to God, or you're on the other side. You are in direct line of fire of both sides, and you're going to perish. You got to pick a side here.
Choose this day whom you will serve.
That's right. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that may mean we're the only ones in it. And we don't want to hear that, but it's still true. It's us and our house. Choose this day.
So, Rich, for those, stay right there a second. Rich has been at a couple of events like that. There's nothing like we saw this week. Rich, for those guys who are listening right now who still are kind of on the fence and think, no, they should have been there. I'm not talking to anybody who couldn't get there. Please understand. Guys who knew they should have been there, whatever reason, they made an excuse. What's your takeaway from the fact that you went and showed up?
My takeaway is what I said a while ago. You can't change what you see. And you can deny it all you want, but it's coming really quick. You know, God says the time's going to be shortened.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out there and seen time being shortened.
We don't live. See, we are not dealing with people who forgive. Those of us in the church, we're grace, mercy, love, forgiveness. We're not dealing with that. Those people are after. They're vengeful. They're not loving.
I have it on tape. A 70-plus-year-old grandma opening her blouse to a white T-shirt that said "Nasty Women," acting like a demon. I mean, it was just with children everywhere, and they were mad at our sign, "Feminism is rebellion," while they have
My Pussy Grabs Back with all the children, and they're judging our sign. I mean, they've lost all self-control and common sense. I mean, they are gone, reprobate, and the violence is coming. I believe it. And then you can't stop them.
One of you guys, what we going over here? Get ready. Thanks, Rich. You can yell from back there. They'll hear you.
What I'm trying to tell you, what Rich is trying to tell you, what we're all trying to tell you is it is here. That division. See, we won when I started. If we get a chance, I'm going to show you some videos here, some street preaching. It's on our Facebook page. We got there. Slide on in here beside me, Tim, and I'll give you the chair here in a minute. When we got dumped off in the street. By the way, by accident, we got dumped right in just perfect spot. We just got dumped. I said, pull over here. We'll get out. We got out. We were in hell, baby. We were in hell and didn't even know it. And we got out there, and the women are coming down. They're just coming down the sidewalk just in droves. And I grabbed the bullhorn, and I started preaching to the bullhorn. And everybody, including those on our side, were a little bit stunned. I went right at it, man. I said, first of all, we are here to celebrate the fact that Hillary is not in the White House, that Obama is gone, that Hillary and a rapist husband are no longer going to rule over. And you should have seen the fangs come out from that point on. Now, here's the good thing. So I told him I was chumming. I told him afterwards, I was just chumming. Like you watch the movie Jaws. Remember they throw those fish out there and try to get the shark to come up. I was chumming. And the way you chum is you throw ridiculous things out there like that, stimulating things, and then people respond. And when they respond, now you've got them, and now you get a dialogue going. And the whole time I'm chumming, we ended up having around us all kinds of gospel conversations going on around us. People would come up, and they'd start out angry, and then we'd soften the tone. We'd have a gospel conversation with them. We had hundreds of gospel conversations while we were doing an open rebuke. Do you get what I'm saying? So if we show you some of these videos, one of my buddies came up to me and said, Coach, some of those things you said, man, I cringed. So, yeah. So? They need to cringe. We all need to cringe at what's going on here, see? We all need to. And we caught some fish. We spoke the truth to some fish. Hang on just a second, Jerry. Let me see.
We had people apologize.
Pardon me?
We had people come back and apologize.
Yes, we did after a while. We had people come back and apologize to us for the way that they had treated us and thanked us for being there. That's not the one I want to show, Jared. The one I want to show I sent to you is I don't have my own thing. It's just only about a minute 15. I think I sent it to you individually. Because I want to take 5 minutes to show what we were doing. I'm going to let Tim get, well, see if we can find, yeah, here it is. Okay, now, folks, hang on a second. Let me set the scene. Now, get Tim in here. So there I am standing with a bullhorn in my hand, and I start shooting darts. And if you're going to watch this, some of you are going to say, oh, ooh, that is so mean. It is. It is mean. But see, I'm speaking to a group, not to an individual. It's not like I've signaled out one guy and I'm yelling this. They're coming by in droves. There's no time to share the gospel. There's no need to tell them Jesus loves them. We're giving them an open rebuke. And they respond to the open rebuke. Now, this is about a minute and 50. Now, I know you won't be able to hear it clearly, but here's what happens. I start rebuking, and then somebody answers, and then I go specifically at him. That's the way street preaching goes. You preach to everybody. When somebody responds, you've hit them, they take a bite, and then you go to it. Okay? So this is about a minute long. I hope you can hear it. Go ahead.
I give you the right to take another life. Hey, a baby's got its own DNA. An unborn baby has its own DNA. An unborn baby has its own blood type. You're the one that spread your legs. Don't blame the baby. Don't blame the baby. You have the choice. You have the choice and decided not to do it. Hey, Sarah, you're a sissy. You're a sissy. That's right. If you were a real man, you wouldn't force your wife to be out here. You wouldn't force her to be out here. You say, well, my husband supports me. Sure, you married a woman. That's what you did. You married a sissy man. This just flies in the face of everything God wanted. He wanted the intact family. And feminism is rebellion against the laws and rules of God. Yeah, and truth be told, many, many of you are out here
two reasons why you're really angry at men. You hate men.
Have a great day.
Okay, that was just that's how we got started off. I'm gonna let Tim jump in here and give his 2 cents worth. Tim came all the way from Oregon. I think he's glad he did.
You're on there, Timbo, right there, yep. Buddy.
Okay, here's what I thought. The climax for me was Ashley Judge's speech at the very end, when she was talking about the blood on her jeans. And I was sitting there thinking about what the Bible talked about, filthy rags. With this woman's menstrual cycles and about all the blood and so forth. And I couldn't help think about the precious blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from sin. And I was thinking of the two balanced schedules. We're talking about menstrual cycles, blood on jeans. And I was thinking about the blood of Jesus Christ. He can change a life. And I could not believe how evil some of that was. Let me tell you something. I had this hat on, right? Coach gave us all hats. And I must have had 500 people came up to me and said, F Trump, F Trump. It doesn't say Trump on that. It's a cross. It's a cross. So I was getting cussed out for having a cross on my hat. So there's something spiritual taking place left and right there. So if you got a Bible, go look up filthy rags, menstrual. There you have it.
This is a great thing because everybody has a different perspective. I'll get old Chad down here. I want to get him up there. If we have time, I don't know. Did you guys hear the Ashley Judd?
Are you still there, Jennifer?
Okay. We have a caller.
I can't get my camera to activate, so I'm going to have to verbally tell him that you're on the line.
We hear her, Larry. Go ahead and put her up. We hear her. Go ahead, Larry. This is Jennifer.
Okay, you're on, Jennifer.
For adjusting this, because this is one of the problems with women and women. I got fired from a job for a girl charging at me in a salon, and this is really a bigger problem than you can even imagine. It's been going on in a lot of junior high school girls ripping each other's hair out, throwing stuff at them. The reason most of these girls give in is because they don't either have a strong home, there's a lot of maybe dysfunction going on. And it starts there. So a lot of these girls, they cave, they give in, and they're afraid to stand up for themselves. So while you guys are down there, I'm thinking about all the stuff that goes on here with girls. And they don't have the, they either don't understand, or they just go along with it. It goes back to being on the fence. And I just wanted to point that out because I've just been going through it the last 3 weeks. I just got fired from a girl coming after me, and I couldn't believe that the women were charging at me. I was like, wow. And, you know, maybe it is that, you know, we're marked, we're protected for it, so we're going to be even more targeted. I just want to believe it is that.
Amen, Jennifer. See, folks, listen, we're dealing with the Jezebel spirit. You understand this is spiritual? I asked several women, I'm going to get Chad in here in a second. I asked several women this question. Tell me, what rights is it you don't have? What can a woman do in America? And they don't even have an answer. You know what they say? Equal pay. What? Equal pay? And finally I said, no, over that bullhorn. Women love sex. Women love sex. I finally realized it. Women love sex and they don't want any consequences to it. So they want abortion. And they cheered. They cheered. They didn't turn to me and say, no, you, what would they call me? You misogynist. No, we don't love. They love sex. They're silly women. Uh-oh. Laden with lusts. I'll tell you. Some of those, I'm just going to say it, Rich. Some of those fat lays, some of those fat, turn it off if you can't have, you can't handle this. Some of those fat, butchy, lesbian women will never need birth control. They'll never need abortion. They never will. They're silly women laden with lusts. And you know what they're doing? They're pulling the daughters right out of your neighborhood. They're hooking the daughters right out of your neighborhood. We're letting this crap go on. Huh? Oh, my goodness. There wasn't a feminism there. It was death. They wanted to kill babies. Jump in here, Chad, all the way from Texas. We got to get him out of here today. He's always got a good perspective on it.
Good morning, everybody. I guess my take on it is initially when I was looking at the scene and I was kind of ingesting it, taking it all in, I just kind of couldn't help but think of what my grandmother used to say sometime when she would see certain women or whatever doing stuff and say, "You guys are just uncouth, you know, uncouth." Or think about what my mom used to say, is that "You guys are tacky." You remember those words, uncouth and tacky? I mean, it's a bit old school, I would admit, but it's very, very agreeable. And see, I think really part of the problem is, if not all the problem is, maybe some of these girls have had a bad relationship with men because they're being players. They're out doing a girl wrong, and that's when one of these butch people that we just talked about slides up there and says, "You know, aren't you tired of messing with these men or whatever? You should come over to our side." So we have a responsibility also. Look, we need to treat women right. We need to be an example. We need to be good leaders for our family and everything else. So being a good dad, okay, is where it starts for your daughter, for your son, and setting the example. That's what we need to do. That's what I think is important for us. Now, as far as my take on the show, it was the event, right?
Yeah.
The event was... it was pretty intense. It was pretty intense. I've been in kind of some of those circumstances before.
Chad's a cop.
I just worried about getting out alive at this point, you know, because I felt like, hey, this is how a donut hole feels like. Because we're right in the middle of it. They encircled us right around it, and they were just, you know, on all four sides, all three sides, 360 degrees. It was a total number. They didn't want inside there. It's too powerful. But I think we reached some folks. You know, we're peeling them off like onions, just peeling them off. And when you could have an individual conversation with them, you know, I think that's where you made your progress at. But, you know, anything else, Coach?
No, you're doing good, man.
Wailing and gnashing teeth.
All right, thank you.
Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. I think it's important, Jared. Get Ashley Judd up there because I know some people probably haven't heard it. And I don't know if we'll play the whole thing. Hey, guys, listen. We're talking about decent women who have been lured into this feminism trap. Decent women. You probably know some. I know Rich shared that he knows some women that went to the march, and they're decent women. They're decent women. They're not running around talking about pussies. Nasty women. They don't believe that. They don't believe that. But hey, feminism's crept into the church. You know that, don't you? And so we got to begin to speak out against this stuff and call it what it is. Make them bad. Call them whores, huh? Sluts. Tell our daughters when they're sleeping around what they are. How do you make politically correct what it is that they're doing? To let them do it and love them while they do it. Hey, Rich, that ain't the gospel, is it, brother? That ain't the gospel. Of course you love them. Of course you love them. It isn't a question of love. It's a question of truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You're acting like a slut. You're giving that stuff away. You're giving away the most intimate part of you. You're just passing it out like candy. You slut. Bible society says it. And see, they are normalizing sluttiness. They're normalizing it. Yes, Sarah? Yeah.
The whole thing that kept hitting me is that with these children there, and excuse me for being emotional, it's the babies, the children that are being taken over by these evil possessed women. Let's call it what it is. They might look like nice ladies on the outside, but they are the ones that are being susceptible. They're the silly women. They are the silly women that are being led away. The other butchy dykey things, they're already there.
Yeah.
But it's those women. And it just breaks my heart to hear you guys talk about these children.
Sarah, when did we lose the desire of a mother to tell her daughter, act like a lady?
I don't know. I taught my girls. It just breaks my heart, you know, that they are
They're now equal because they can be vulgar like men. That's the truth.
Well, then they breed, then they need to reap the whirlwind just like a man will.
We got to speak the truth. I want to get this 5 minutes of Ashley Judd in there. Keynote speakers, Michael Moore. Women's March, Michael Moore speaks. Huh? Madonna. What? Yeah, Madonna. Ashley Judd. And women bring their daughters to this? Decent women, we think. Decent women bring their daughters to hear this talk of pussies and nasty women. Jared, start this. Go ahead and start this. I don't know if we'll listen to the whole thing or not. Listen to this. Listen. No wonder.
And lost. I want to say hello to Independence Avenue in the back, all the way down to 17th Street.
Wow.
And I bring you words from Nina Donovan, a 19-year-old in Middle Tennessee, and she has given me the privilege of telling you what
Freeze
she has
it, Jared.
To say.
She's blaming some other girl for what she's about to say. She don't even have the balls to say, I say this. She says, I'm just telling you what somebody else said. See, you cringe because I said balls, didn't you? Go ahead.
I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets, a mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis,
they think we're the devils.
Named the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege.
About as white as they get, isn't she?
I'm not
about as rich as they get.
Is using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes, but yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmothers fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone.
Silly women.
Why?
Silly women.
Is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents?
What about the little baby, female baby
reported? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty.
Dressing like pussies.
I'm nasty. Like my blood stains on my bed sheets. We don't actually choose if
and when to have our periods. Believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are pads and Tampax still...
Freeze out a second, Jared.
That was a brand name.
Maybe I'm old school. Can you remember the day when this, what she's talking about, would be unspeakable publicly? That would be unspeakable for a woman to stand in front of hundreds of thousands of people and utter such vile obscenities as this woman is right here. And they're cheering in the background. Keep going, Jared.
Why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not?
They want tax-free tampons. That's something to march for.
Really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood is the bloodstain on my jeans. More embarrassing than
what
the
Tim said,
of your hair.
You don't even understand blood. The power of blood.
I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty, bringing up a few extra cents. It adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see. My eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact half my life. I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I want to unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty, like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary.
You can stop it there, Jared. Here's one of the things I realized. I'd like to hear from you folks here. Something I realized. We'd sit around, we'd watch the commercials, and they'd be talking about all this grabbing the crotch and misogyny, and we would laugh it off. We would laugh it off. You know something? These women all believed that stuff. They all believed that stuff. 400,000 of them. 400,000. Them all across America to come believe in a lie. This stuff is all a lie. And as I said, I come back to them and said, hey, what right is it you don't have? They don't have a right. They want to have sex without consequences. That's what they want, sex without consequences. They want to be able to talk like a man, cuss like a man, sleep around like a man. They want to become whores the way men, unsaved men are. That's what they want. Yeah, Larry.
They don't even believe that Donald Trump's speech was really all that bad or wrong. And here's why. A couple of them, one conversation I had along those lines went like this. I said, you know, you guys are upset because Trump in a locker room setting was talking to the guys and was talking, you know, junk to the guys. I says, I'll have you know, when I was a teenager, I hid a tape recorder in my neighbor's sister's slumber party. They were high schoolers. And what Trump said doesn't hold a candle to what you ladies and what you, well, I didn't say ladies, but what you guys talk about when you're amongst yourselves. I says, what he said is nothing. And I says, and you want to accuse him? I says, it's not about what he said. I said, there's something else deep inside of you that's fomenting hatred. It's not what he said. And they agreed with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Larry. They don't even know why they're there. They didn't even know why they're there. Now listen. The leadership's demonic, absolutely demonic. And so when Hillary would send out those memes about men and misogyny and pussies, they're saying they're not me. There were actually people who were listening to it, actually people who believed it. Got about 11 minutes here. Yeah.
Coach, don't you remember when you talked about... Coach, don't you remember when you talked about First Romans 1 and you talked about being given over to the reprobate mind?
Yep.
You're seeing it in action.
Oh yeah, we are. We are. And Larry, or I'm sorry, Michael. Part of it is this. They haven't hooked all of them yet, but they're chumming, just like we were chumming. And I said to several people, these guys were just, as Rush would say, mind numb robots. Somebody said they're zombies. These people were just walking around repeating these same platitudes. Jump in there, Rich.
Yeah, we were talking this morning. We have to stop calling feminism feminism. We have to start calling these women sluts and whores. We have to stop calling the church the church. We have to stop calling abortion abortion. We got to start calling it murder. We got to stop softening the truth and be bold, because they are being bolder by the day. That's all I got to say.
You would be surprised the number of arguments we had with Christians who didn't appreciate our message. Right, Rich?
That's right.
Christians who didn't appreciate our message because our message was too harsh or whatever. And we got to wake up and understand we're at a war. And whether you want to admit it or not, we got to fight fire with fire. Don't get in the gutter. That's not what I'm talking about. Not getting in the gutter with them, but pointing out the fact that they're in the gutter. Yes, Sarah.
Would these people rather be spoken to harshly, or would they rather spend eternity in hell? You know,
they don't think, Sarah, they don't think they're going to hell. They think they are the righteous ones.
Right. Yeah.
They think they're the righteous ones. And in fact, some of the Christians in the crowd are agreeing with them. They're the righteous ones. We're the mean ones. See, going to hell, you will go to hell if you're mean. You're mean to people, you'll go to hell. You'll go to hell if you use the word pussy. You'll go to hell if you do that.
Christians will judge us and not judge
them. Christians will judge fellow Christians and not judge those who are engaged in far more grievous sins. Christians say, judge not, lest you be judged. Yet they come up and judged us. Christians, so-called, came up and judged us over and over and over and over. What do you think, Dylan? Love to hear from you. You there? Can you jump in here?
Yeah, hey, Coach. Well, the one thing that I noticed, one, to answer Rich's point, I like to call it militant feminism or feminazism. I think those terms pretty much sum up what you guys were dealing with. I also think if you look into it, the person who started this whole women's march tweeted that, you know, we should all be ready to accept Sharia law because it's, you know, kind of a misunderstood.
He's the Muslim, that's right.
So, and it's all just...
And we know who funded it, right?
Lesson, I think reprobate mind's a good way to put it, because there's just no logic behind it. There's no, they're not marching to the Saudi Arabian embassy to, you know, protest the way women are treated over there. So there's just no logic behind it.
So if you're listening out there, I said the other day, I want somebody to give me $1 million. Somebody give me $1 million. We got to put a team on the ground. We have got to have a team on the ground. Everywhere this is going on, we have got to be there to oppose it. Somebody has to oppose it. And George Soros, we know, 50 different organizations were funded by George Soros to make this event happen. There were 1,500 buses parked at RFK Stadium. 1,500 buses that had been bused in all across America for people to come and be part of this thing. Hey, guys, we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it manifests itself here. It's playing out right in front of us. Right in front of us, this is playing out. Here's the good news. We got to set our sights on ending abortion. It's within our reach. That is their greatest fear, that abortion will go away. Because then if abortion goes away, they're going to have to be careful about who they spread their legs for.
Ending murder.
Ending a murder. Calling it murder and ending it. See,
one of the things they were upset about is being oppressed of all this time. Well, they just got done with 8 years of Obama. So who was oppressing them?
They
grew up with this. It's just,
they can't see. They cannot see. They can't see what's going on. What do you think, JR?
That's what I wanted to get in.
Log
in.
It's very eye-opening. Experience. The news isn't going to report it this way. They're going to soften it. There has to be a way that we can get the truth out. And maybe it's what you're doing. Maybe it's what you're doing.
Rich said it. You can't unsee it. I can't unsee it. And I'm going to tell you something, JR. I can't see it for you. I can describe it and describe it and describe it and describe it. I can't
feel it. See what you feel it.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. And if you went to the average pastor and asked him what his plan is to fight this, there is no plan. There is no plan. Chad, what? You going to say something? I thought somebody said my name.
They have a plan. They have a plan to overcome it with love.
Yep, yep. Overcome it with love. That's what it is.
Just their concept of what love would overcome it.
Love trumps hate. That was their sign. Love trumps hate. And there was no love at all towards us. None. Absolutely none. And until we realize this, we're not going to get it. They think they are the righteous ones. They think they're the righteous ones. And they are going to fight for what they believe to be right. You think we could get 400,000 Christians there? It wouldn't matter anyway, would it? You say the March for Life's coming this weekend. Yeah, there'll be 750,000 people there, and then they'll go home and we'll see you next year. See you next year at the March for Life. That's it. And our enemy, I'm telling you, boys and girls, Rich nailed it. Violence is coming to the streets of America. I saw it. Violence is coming to the streets of America. And we're going to have to figure out in our hearts what we're going to do. I'm not going to instigate any violence. But it's going to come to the point where you're going to have to make a decision how you're going to respond. Because it is coming. This feminist demon, maybe it's got its teeth. There is blood squirting out between its teeth. What do you think? Funny you say that. Bill O'Reilly. Donald Trump mentioned Megyn Kelly had blood squirting out of her eyes and out of her what? And think what they did to him, and then think what you just heard from Ashley Judd. It's like being called the N-word. Blacks are allowed to call each other the N-word, but whites aren't allowed to. Women are allowed to use the pussy word. They're allowed to use the nasty woman word. We're not allowed to. It's the exact same thing. The devil's techniques have never changed to deceive. Couple minutes left here, don't I? Yeah. Anybody want to jump in here? Serge, good to see you this morning. Yeah, Michael?
Can I say another thing? You guys were protected.
Yes.
Because of the anointing.
I never felt endangered once. I could feel the danger around me, but I never felt like I was in danger.
But you see, this is what I'm trying to say. We've got to recognize what we have in our spirit because of what God has done with us. And so you show what the true love of God is by your actions and the anointing that you have. Now, I'll just give you an example. What has to be done is men who are Christians, who say they follow Christ, have to love their wives, just like it says in Ephesians chapter 5, dying to themselves and protecting them. The same with if a husband is loving his wife, who is the mother of his children, then those sons and daughters have an example of what Christ is really all about in truly loving the mother. So that son, when he meets a woman that is destined for him, he will love them as he saw his father love his mother.
Make the family great again, JR. We got to make the family great again, and it is a task above what we can. Well, we're going to need the help of the Lord if we're going to be able to do that. Quite a weekend. I salute all these guys that came. Robert Sellers and Michael Andrews drove from Michael drove from Savannah, Georgia to my house 11 hours, drove 6 hours to Washington, D.C., came home, drove 6 hours to from Washington, D.C. to my house, home to Savannah, Georgia, to be here, to go to work tonight. I'm telling you something. There are guys who get it and who understand what's going on, and whose lives are sold out to trying to do something about it. Because future of Western civilization, your grandchildren and my grandchildren are hanging in the balance right now. And you can sit around in your church and pray for the rapture to come and pray that you're not going to be here to face it. Well, brother, you better prepare like there is no rapture.
Coming to your doorstep.
You better prepare because it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Right. Hey, God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back here same tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. God bless you.